systems, such as underlying queue, making or her as on air. Except when Alton's here, he is my nephew, and as we are on the next generation of polymer mammals, and he has to deal with polymer mammals and not other gams. If he did it, I would cross him out of the air list. Searching for the ear that has a big will to preserve the last dance is not easy. Finding the Annie is one of the ear that has a simple thinking. She just wanted to dance, just like her friends. Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just wanted to play. If my mother teaches dance in elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the last dance because I want to participate in the competition, so I joined the practice. As an ear and the next generation of the last dance. Finally, also have a wonderful experience. Like welcoming the president at the Kratomo Sandra Festival in 2014. It was a Kratomo Sandra Festival in 2014, and I was dancing and welcoming the president. Last dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions, describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connects people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how last dance can survive from technology to us that hits young generation today. Because I want to preserve Kiribon culture specifically for Imanam last dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it so it will not be extinct. Relations. This affirmation came during a bilateral meeting with Indonesian Foreign Minister Sugiono in Washington, D.C., where both officials emphasized the importance of advancing the comprehensive strategic partnership between the two nations. The discussions also covered reciprocal tariffs, defense cooperation, and maintaining freedom of navigation in the South China Sea. Minister of Cooperatives and SMEs, Stephen Masduki, emphasized that the guarantee industry plays a crucial role in bridging the financing gap for micro, small, and medium enterprises. He explained that this industry provides certainty to financial institutions to distribute more funding to MSME. We should say an SME. Strengthening the guarantee sector is expected to accelerate an SME growth and contribute to the national economy. That was the news. We'll be right back. should come to with return market. The traditional market, which becomes one of the red places in Baluwangi, is located at our slower village, Sri Juru Sapi Street, Baluwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Baluwangi, such as Besong Bangsong. Besong Bangsong is a typical food of regional Kidu Hamlet, Simulacan Village, Sri Juru Sapi Street.
Sweet, but not too sweet, and it's called kue rangi.
Oh, I also love kue rangi.
You love kue rangi?
Yeah.
So, can you tell me a little bit about kue rangi, Erica?
Kue rangi, for our listeners that they know about kue rangi is like a cake. It's a sweet, I would say dessert.
Mm-hmm.
It has coconuts in it, also sugar, and what sugar is it? It's brown sugar. And the brown sugar will be on top of the coconut. It's really yummy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually one of my favorite childhood desserts.
Yeah. The U.S. have pancakes and waffles, so we have kue rangi. Just like us, my listener, we are only human, just like the music corner that we played before. And right now, we are going to tell you about the music corner before right now from Andy and Vera Bessar. Voice of India.
Listeners, today's music corner presents a song entitled Manusia Super or Superhuman. The song is a collaboration from two Indonesian popular musicians, namely Andy and Vera Bessar, which was released in commemoration of National Father's Day in Indonesia. Released on November 12, 2024, this song is a special offering for fathers throughout Indonesia. The song Manusia Super describes the feelings of a father who often hides his tiredness for the sake of his beloved family. The song expresses the emotional side of a father who is willing to sacrifice for the happiness of those closest to him. The song is expected to touch the hearts of the listeners and show appreciation for the important role of a father. Through this song, Andy and Firsa want to remind that fathers also need support and appreciation. Well, listener, let's enjoy the collaboration of Andy and Firsa Besari with the song Manusia Super. Let's check this one out.
Yeah.
Kalinya pura pura.
Yeah.
to whether it is to step not only ticket matter worth it, but also going flight. This last matter worth it will generally be a burden of the ticket. However, if the scale of the disruption is very large, it will disrupt the country's finances. Estimator will also disrupt the rate of distribution of goods and prices. The price of the number of goods and prices will become more expensive at the customer level when the estimator goes. However, at the volume level, estimator will figure out how to delay and how producers set their farmers oriented. This will generally be experienced by IAS that are brainstormed by estimator. Even on a certain scale of damage, the house business after so expensive business losses and is difficult to repair, the estimator has the potential to cause business after to go bankrupt, which in the end, estimator has the potential to trigger an increase in the number of poor people are unemployed. The impact of estimator is less than a daily economic activity such as disruption to obtaining public facilities to prices, disruption of access to the workplace, access to basic needs such as electricity, that put needs, and taken out a number of other daily activities.
Want to know more about the extreme weather with Manoel and Benjamin? Make sure to check out our YouTube account and VOI Official, all on YouTube. overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in my language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RFE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diploma People, The Fashion, Indonesian Wonder, Kisoani, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Music and Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Warawinci from Kilosi. She gave it to Kyai Agung Kalabete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kilosi. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
For many years, Wasamanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. Yet Amajama believed to be special children of the Yang, whom rich, unreality, and the unseen reality. Anak berasa penyanyi adalah anak tinggal merupakan
titipan yang maha kuasa.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are gifts from God. The young people believe that they always entrust anything to you through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, the Lungung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the Southern Sea. It is because the past belief that the hair also belongs to the God. The Germanists must have good will and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
I will be born in Dieng, a place the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way, without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan rentetan, kegiatan ritual pencerahan bersih kembali ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atas yang puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan, apa sih yang panjang itu? Tentunya dimulai dengan acara Napak Tilas. Napak Tilas ada di beberapa tempat, antara nanti lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pesan lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, atau masyarakat yang terlibat dalam Napak Tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral, atau dianggap harus dihargai, karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan memberi siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Karena salah satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napak Tilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjadi secara harmonis. Selain memang hubungan dengan sang pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tapi kami menghargai tempat karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernapas, pohon bernapas untuk kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha lainnya. Seperti 23 tempat itu sepanjang ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan saat jalan kaki, dan juga para teman-teman itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit the sacred water spring. We survey the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders dip the prehatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small blanket as a gratitude that the children have arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be carried it or carry it across the village. At the parade, it is